releasing me into that. And that's why I need to grow up into him in all things, Ephesians 4 says, and I need to know him more. You get it? Okay, now watch this. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 real quick. I'm not going to stay here long. I really want to get to Colossians. Because here's the deal. So many people think God loves us. They believe that. But they believe that we're also destined to experience all the things we're experiencing, and that we really don't have any say about it. That we're kind of like, if we're not careful people, we're fingers crossed people hoping God chooses what we want today or what would be best for us in our sight, or that we really have a good hand dealt today or something. That's kind of how the average Christian lives. God, I hope today's better than yesterday. God, I hope. And it's almost like we're just hoping God moves in our favor or something. Where sickness is concerned, we're not even sure. In a lot of times, in a lot of people's beliefs, we're not even sure what's really going on. And we've got more questions towards God than understanding how to address what's happening. We're like, why God? What are you trying to show me, God? We're bringing him into it as if he's the orchestrator of all things. See, God isn't the orchestrator of all these things. There's a thief here to steal, kill, and destroy. There's power of life and death in your tongue. We're destroyed for what we don't understand. You reap what you sow. There's a theology out there that says everything that happens is under the sovereign orchestration of God. It's not scriptural. Because if you believe that, you'll become passive and you'll just submit to everything that's happening and wait on the outcome and determine the outcome God's will. Yeah. Then why would we need faith? Why would we need the prayer of faith? Why would we need to hold fast our confession if it wouldn't mean anything? Whoa, come on, think with me.